This is Rob Castellano for AmazingAvenue.com. Today we're lucky enough to be speaking with Mets minor league outfielder Jason Prydy. Jason, how's it going?
Very good. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Wanted to start off just by asking about your hamstring. For anyone that doesn't know, you had a right hamstring injury this season that caused you to miss actually over 100 games. First, it happened in May, just around the time, unfortunately, that it sounded like you might be getting a call from Buffalo. Caused you to miss a couple months. You rehabbed. You got back in early July, and then, of course, you end up re-injuring it right on your very first ground ball. Now, I can't even imagine how disappointing that must have been for you. Do you feel like you maybe were pushing it too hard to get back on the field, or it was just a freak thing?
You know, I mean, it was just, I think it was just one of those things that just happened. I had been rehabbing. I had been, doing everything that I've been supposed to do, which we took it slow to start. And then I had played in 3, 4, 5 extended spring training games prior to playing in Buffalo. So, I went in there feeling real good. My hand, everything felt good about it. And, I think what happened was that first ball I hit up in Buffalo was a ball up the middle. The second baseman actually made a diving play to stop it. I think subconsciously I might have stretched myself a little too hard at the time, maybe trying to beat the ball out of first. And that I think that might have factored into me re-tearing it. But overall, I think it was just kind of a freak thing that, unfortunately, in the situation I was in, the ball I hit wasn't the best ball for me to be my first ball back.
Right, yeah, talk about bad luck starting off with a ground ball like that.
Yeah. So, but, I mean, it was pretty disappointing. It was pretty disheartening at the time, especially, like you said, after my first injury, I had kind of been waiting for that call-up, what was happening with the roster. And, so it was kind of waiting, and that happened, and then Feliciano ended up getting called up, which was great for him because I love him, and he definitely deserved it. But, it's a little disappointing for me. But, it's part of baseball.
Exactly. So, the impressive part is that you still led the bases in stolen bases in 2010. And now, as a player whose game is so much about speed and speed on your defense, is that something that you're kind of worried about going forward to kind of really let it loose? Have you done that yet? Or is your injury something that is going to be going through your head the first time that you have to really dig for a ball in the gap or the first time you steal a base or something?
I mean, I've been rehabbing, I've been getting back, we've been taking it a little slower since I had the whole off season to recover. I haven't got into the real strenuous sprinting running yet,
right.
But I'm feeling strong, feeling good with everything. But yeah, I think about that too, that first time I'm going to have to stretch it out. And I think it'll definitely be in the back of my mind. Just like anything, anytime you get an injury, you always think, what if? And especially with the history of what happened last year, it was just kind of a unfortunate year for me. So, I think definitely it'll be in there, be in my head, in the back part. But, I feel like I'm a good enough competitor. I've been playing long enough. And you know what? I put trust in the people who are rehabbing me. I put trust in the Mets and everything they've been doing for me that they're going to get me back and that I'm gonna be back and be able to help the Mets up in 2011.
Right. Unfortunately, or unfortunately, depending how you look at it, the Mets have had a lot of experience with this particular injury, most famously with Jose Reyes the last season and a half. And so hopefully they'll have the right technique to get you back on the field and healthy.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, I talked to Dr. Pearl, three times when this happened, and he wanted to reiterate that, that a hamstring, it's just for lack of a better word, a funky muscle where you just never know. Sometimes they're okay, and you sometimes people just tear them like that, and it just happens. But he reassured me that obviously it wasn't a career-ending type thing, and knowing I know some friends I've played with who've had hamstring injuries and things like that, and it's just one of those things. You just gotta be patient, take a little time, and get healthy. Which was unfortunate because last year I didn't really have much patience. I feel like I've been patiently waiting to get to the big league for about 5 years now. So when it happened last year, it was even more of a blow. But to tell you the truth, I think overall it actually helped me to grow and mature into the player that I really wanted to be and should have been, because the adversity I had to go through this year mentally to, stay positive and stay up and stay with it and everything, trying to get healthy. It was pretty tough, especially at the start. But I feel overall the experience is going to end up helping me in my future.
Right. Okay. And so now you kind of mentioned that you've been patiently waiting to get up. You've had kind of a step-by-step climb through the minors, and Originally, you were drafted back in 02 out of high school, where you were actually a second round pick in what turned out to be a pretty talented class. I think the Braves ended up drafting Brian McCann, the pick just before you. The Reds got MVP Joey Votto just a couple picks after you. Now, does that make you feel any additional pressure to get to the big leagues? Like you said, sometimes you can be kind of impatient to show your ability. Does that kind of thing kind of give you additional pressure, or do you just try to ignore that?
You know, I try to ignore it. I wouldn't say pressure, but it's one of those things where it's kind of been disappointing for me because I know how good of a player I am, and I know that I can play with any one of those people in that draft. You know, I played against all those guys, kind of Votto, McCann, Francoeur, Kazmir, played with Upton. You know, that means I was actually the other day talking to my dad, and we looked at the list of, like, the All-American list from my high school senior year, and every single one of them has pretty much had significant big league time but me. You know, and I kind of thought to myself, you know, that kind of sucks. But, you know, I mean, so that's been the thing. It's not the pressure of trying to live up to that class. It's been frustrating for me to know the type of player I can be. And unfortunately, in baseball, sometimes, you know, you need that opportunity. You need that injury, or you need that person behind you. And, you know, I didn't really ever have it coming up through Tampa. And then with the Twins, I was always kind of cut back. We had some, that's another long story that we can have for another time. But, And then, you know, last year with the Mets, being behind, you know, we had Gary Matthews Jr. So I just, you know, I've always felt like I've been sitting in the minors. But like I said, I don't think that the pressure of the class, I think it actually makes me feel good that I was part of a class with so many excellent big league players. And I'm just still hoping to be able to be a name in there that they say, oh, Pridey, you know, Pridey and Votto and Kazmir and McCann instead of just all the other guys. So,
right. Well, like you said, you've kind of grown that patience. If anything, last year kind of helped you develop that ability. And the good thing for you is going forward, the Mets are kind of light on kind of the speedy center field type player that you are. And so hopefully that'll give you that that leg up going into 2011. But specifically, what are your expectations for next season as far as maybe with Buffalo or even with the Mets? Are there any personal goals that you want to reach? And just in general, what are kind of your expectations for 2011?
Well, my first goal, you know, I'm 27 now, and you know, let's get into that time. My goal is to make the team out of spring. That's it. I mean, whether I'm a starter, whether I'm on the bench, helping the team out, coming in defensively late, you know, running the base on the bench or starting anything. But my main goal is to make the team out of spring and help the Mets get back to where we should be at the top of the NL East and the top of baseball, like the team, I know from the talent I saw last year we have. So especially coming up through the minors, you know, we got a lot of great players, played in Buffalo. I mean, last year you saw it was kind of a, you know, tough year with the record and people getting called up, but the vast majority of people from Buffalo, the young players that got called up, really held their own way. You know, Ike and Tolley and, you know, all those guys. So, you know, my main goal and my only goal is to make the team and, you know, and help us win. I mean, you know, hopefully I'm past the minor leagues. I felt like I put my time in. But you know what? If I don't make the team, I do get sent back to Buffalo or sent back wherever, then, you know, my goal is to get back there and help that whatever team I'm with win, because to me that's the most important thing. You know, I've been playing. This will be my 10th year now, and it's fun. You know, you always want to hit 300 and everything, but you know, I'm kind of to the point where I want to win. That's the biggest thing for me. I like winning. I like being on winning teams. It's a lot more fun to play the game when you're winning. So, you know, that's like I said, that's my goal, is to just get to the big leagues and help the team win.
Yeah, absolutely. So now you mentioned that you spent some time with Buffalo last year, where your manager was Ken Obergefell. What are your thoughts about Obi recently being named as the Mets' new bench coach? And could you give us a little bit of insight about his style as far as, you know, managing the clubhouse?
Yeah, when I heard that, I was ecstatic, because I mean I love Obi. He was definitely one of my favorite managers to play with. We've talked here and there during the season, you know, when I was there, just about our team. And last year with that team we had in Buffalo, I don't know if you knew the team, but we had a pretty dang good team. And if that team would have stayed together, there was no doubt that we would have won the International League. I don't think anybody had doubts. We had guys like Hessman, you know, you had Servanac out there. I mean, you had Green. I mean, there was just, our whole lineup was just a mixture of young and old guys who were just great players. And Obi, Obi was a very good manager because he fit right in there. He let us play. He knew that, you know, we're professionals. We're in AAA. A lot of the guys were big leaguers at times. So, you know, his style, it was very laid back. You know, he let us play. He let us do our thing. But I liked it because, you know, when it was time to get after us, he would. And to me, that's a sign of a good coach, is to be able to, you know, get on your guys, yell, you know, to tell them to get in shape. And when things are going bad, get them together. But when things are going good, you have fun. And, you know, you let the guys play, because when it comes to anger, we are professionals. And at the high level, especially in the big leagues, if you don't know how to play the game by then, you shouldn't be playing there. So, you know, I think he's going to fit in very well. Obviously, he has big league time. He has big experience. I mean, he knows what it's all about. And so I was definitely extremely excited when I heard he was up there.
Right. Now, so we've discussed the bench coach. Now I got to ask you about the big guy, the Mets hiring of the new manager, Terry Collins. Now, I don't know if you had a chance to work with Terry at all last season in his role as the minor league field coordinator, but whether you did or not, what were your impressions of him, at least as a teacher, during spring training?
I had nothing but great things to say about him. I had great experiences. He was actually with me quite a bit this year due to my rehab down in Port or St. Lucie, trying to get healthy. You know, he was around looking at the extended guys coming in and out. He was up, saw me playing Buffalo. We had some, you know, good talks, and I think he's a great fit. He seems kind of like that more old school. You know, you work hard, you do the small things right. You get in there and you just play hard-nosed baseball. And I think, you know, that's kind of what's missing a little bit lately. Not with the Mets, but in all of baseball,
right,
is the little parts of the game, the hustling, the button, the hitting and run, the stealing. And I'm thinking, for sure, from talking, that's kind of the ball that we're going to get back to. But, you know, I'm not quite sure as far as that. But as far as him as a person, he's a great person, a great teacher, very patient. But like I said, he will get after you if you need it. And I know he was with the Dodgers. He was the minor league guy with the Dodgers. And I played them coming up all through the minors with Kemp and Loney and, you know, Billingsley. And he spearheaded that whole draft class. And, you know, you see all those guys in the big league. So I think he's a pretty good fit. He's a great guy. He's gonna be a great guy to lead this team.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've had a chance to speak with him a little bit. And I think you're right. I don't think he's going to hesitate to get after you guys when he needs to.
No, and like I said, I mean, you know, it's a fine line as a manager, I believe, to move that line, especially because when it comes down to it, a lot of pressures on the manager, even though they're not playing, you know, I think that's the key to a good manager, is maintaining a good relationship, but also knowing that, you know, you can't screw around and you can't just be, you know, collecting your paycheck. You know, we want to win, and I think he's a winner, and that's the big key. I think you got to start with the winner, and I think he's a winner.
Right. Okay, I got a couple more here for you, Jason. You mentioned that 2010 was your first year with the Mets organization. Originally, back in 2002, you were drafted by Tampa Bay. You played with them for a few years, and the Twins ended up drafting you in the Rule 5 draft. You were returned to Tampa Bay and then back to the Twins in 2008 as part of that big Matt Garza deal. So now, have you treated kind of swapping hands so often early in your career? Have you treated it as like a negative? Are you kind of down about it? Or do you kind of look at it as a positive, where it's like, hey, look, somebody wants me. Somebody wants to go all the way to even acquiring me. How do you see it?
You know, you always got to think of the positive. There's always that ability, or there's always that chance to think negatively, to think, oh, this team doesn't even want me. You know, I've been playing. They drafted me. I've been with them. I've been moving up, blah, blah, blah. And now they just want to get rid of me. But, you know, I think in baseball especially, if you think negatively, it's going to kill you because you fail so much. And it's in the same sense where you get traded. And, you know, I thought, you know, well, at least the Twins want me, just like you said. At least there's a team that wants me, because there's a lot of guys out there who no team wants. And they're just trying to get a job. So, you know, you got to think of it positively. There's plenty of teams out there, and not everybody's going to like everybody, and not everybody's going to be a good fit. So as long as the team wants me and believes in me and believes that I can help them, you know, win, then I'm happy and I'm playing baseball. And just like when I found out I got claimed off waivers by the Mets, it was, you know, I mean, it was a shock. It was about a week before spring training, but I was excited because, you know, I got a team that obviously wants me more than the team I was with. And it was going that way. It was going good, and then I got hurt, unfortunately. But like I said, you know, it's not just in training, but in this game, if you don't stay positive, it'll bury you. So I definitely took it as a positive. As long as somebody wants me, I'm happy to play.
Right. I think you got the right attitude on that one, and I think you're right. I think the Mets do represent a big opportunity for you going forward. So,
Absolutely.
Now, Jason, we usually like to end these with a little bit of a lightning round of personal questions to kind of get to know you guys a little bit better off the field. So I'm going to give you a bunch of quick questions. You just give me quick answers.
Okay.
Ready. What is your favorite TV show?
The Office.
The Office. Good choice. One of my favorites.
Oh, yeah.
The last movie you saw, and how was it?
The last movie, it was just in the theaters. The last one I can remember was Inception, and it was one of the better movies I've seen in a long time.
All right, that's one of my favorites. I'm hoping to have that under the Christmas tree. If I turned on your iPod right now, what would be playing?
Either Avenged Sevenfold or The Beatles.
All right, could you never go wrong with The Beatles?
Yeah, kind of a weird combo, but I love them both.
All right, and now, who was your favorite ball player growing up?
Gotta be Ken Griffey Jr. I grew up right when he was big and hot. I was never an outfielder when I was young, but just defensively and everything, he's still one of my favorite players.
Yeah, not many better players for a young center fielder to look up to than Jr.
No, heck no.
All right, so I've got one more serious question I got to ask you. How would you feel about a return of Pridey's Pack out in center field at Citi Field in 2011?
nothing would make me happier than to see those shirts. In fact, I was actually just going through my closet yesterday, hanging some stuff up, and I happened to come across the old Pridey Pack shirt that they gave me back in Durham. And, you know, just thinking about it now, I got a huge smile on my face because that was just one of the greatest experiences. I know with minor leagues and everything, but to get called up to AAA, do well, and then I can still remember the day running out the center field, seeing six people up with Pridey Pack shirts. It was just like, you know, even right now, I got the biggest grin on my face because it was just a real cool moment, you know, that it made me feel kind of big league, I guess you could say, to have a little fan club. So, you know, I mean, if I could see them out there, that would make it that much more sweeter.
Right. Well, we're going to have to shoot for that this year in 2011.
That'd be great. That'd be so awesome.
All right. Well, Jason, I think that about wraps it. Thank you so much for chatting with me today. I really appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of your off season. Good luck with the rest of the rehab and going into camp, and hopefully we'll get a chance to maybe catch up in spring training.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate you having me.
All right, Jason, take it easy.
All right, you too.
All right, bye-bye.